Elizabeth Vignali, Mortgage. Because I'm allowed to work for a living, I know I must, if I'm to pay for this old house, this old room with its cracked and peeling roses, this post and pier lack of a foundation. Mort from French for dead, gage for pledge. Linguists don't know if it's a promise to pay till death, or the pledge is dead once paid, or the owner is dead if unable to pay, and is no longer the owner. The earlier women whose room this was did not worry about paying for it. They weren't allowed to. They washed cloth diapers with cracked and peeling hands, leaned over the soup pot, steam congregating in diamonds on their eyelashes. They serviced their husbands, who looked up at the pink ceiling and worried about the mortgage until they went soft. No, the women didn't have to worry about paying for this house. They just loved their husbands. And if they didn't love their husbands, they loved this house with its tapered ceilings and crooked floors. And if they didn't love the house, they loved their children despite the grime and questions. And if they didn't love their children, they loved the garden, or at the very least, the water running beneath it, an old buried creek far below our feet that carved the contours of the park down the road. Mortgage, a promise from the dead. There will always be something to pay for. There will always be something to love. My grandmother said she saw it once, after Granddad uprooted the old dead tree in the yard. She saw it down there, running cold and swift beneath the house.